You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to another episode of Box to Box podcast. My name's Jacob. I'm here with GM and Demeji. We lot saying, man, it's been a minute.
Yeah, man, it's been too long, but feeling good right now. Feeling good. Like, Arsenal. Yeah, man, they're doing us proud still. Max, how you feeling?
Yeah, yeah, I'm good still. It's good to have Jacob on the hosting productions today as well. Still, I can't lie.
It's been too long.
Come on. And you know what? I'm just going to go straight into it. Super Sunday flex, the big game, the main event, the tester for Arsenal. Obviously in their good form recently and that. You've done your thing against Tottenham last week, you know.
Yeah.
You had a Liverpool test today. What are you not telling me?
Yeah, man. It was a good result. Like, I was confident going into the game. I can't lie to you. Like, Liverpool are still Liverpool. They're not in great form, but they're still Liverpool. You can't take them lightly. But I just thought Emirates Stadium, with the form that we're in, I just thought that the game was only really going to go one way. Obviously, it wasn't that easy for us. Like, I felt like it was a much tougher game than Tottenham. But that being said, there was no point where I felt like, rah, we might lose this match. Like, I knew we was going to win. And obviously, the manner of the victory was good as well. I don't like that. Obviously, we let them get back into the game twice, but I liked that we showed resilience, because the Arsenal of a couple of years ago, we would have been happy with a draw. Like, we'd have been, 2-2 against Liverpool. Let's just take that and kind of run with it. But no, like, we wanted to win, and it obviously showed because we did. So, yeah, man, I'm happy. Like, I can't really say too much, like, beyond that. Obviously, individual performances as well. Martinelli, Partey as well. If I'm even allowed to say his name. Some guys called him number 5. I'm calling him Partey. he played well as well. But yeah, man, overall was a good result. It's a good result. So, Max, what do you think?
I think we're going to win the league.
I was waiting for it.
Win the league.
Come on.
No, I'm trying shit. Obviously, we're not going to... No, you know what? I'm not going to say...
You can't even say obviously. League, you can't even say obviously. Think, we might, man.
Yeah,
we might.
But I think beating Liverpool today was a big statement.
Yeah.
Because obviously we played Man United, we lost. They said, see, when you play the big teams, nothing happens. You play Tottenham, we beat them. They say, but you always beat Tottenham at home anyway, so it don't matter. So it's like, cool. We've got Liverpool now. Liverpool, yeah, they were on bad form, but they're not a joke man team. As much as we want to banter them, they can cuss them all we like. They're not a dead team. And we saw today they're not a dead team because they actually played decent.
Yeah.
And I didn't think we were going to win. I thought we were going to draw. I was actually thinking we were going to get a point. And Liverpool, they played well today. Thiago was bossing it from midfield. Diaz was causing us problems before he came off. I mean, even Nunes up front, he was causing problems.
Yeah, quiet.
But overall, they had a decent game. But I can't lie, we've got to put some respect on Arteta's name, man. He's doing a good job right now. He's changed the club. He's changed the mentality of the players. He's made the atmosphere at the Emirates mad. Like, nowadays, the atmosphere at Emirates, it's like Anfield now. It's not this. It's like what Anfield was like back in the day.
Whoa, we said Anfield already.
But no, listen, why I say it's Anfield, because there's a tune. There's a tune that they always play. Some song, wherever the weather, something like that. Every time that play that song, there's a roar in the crowd, bro. And Arteta is smart by bringing that in. Because he knows the effect of what the fans can do. It's because Anfield have their own thing. They never walk alone. You can see the energy it creates. And for some reason now, the Arsenal fans at Emirates, it's a dungeon going out there. It's peak going out in there. So for me, bro, look, it's a great win. It's a statement win.
Yep.
Top of the table still. I thought that was it. I thought we're going to drop points today.
After United.
Go top of the table. and then, you know, we go from there. But, bro... No one can actually chat for us now. Like no one can actually talk smart for us right now.
You can't chat.
But
do you know what? See, even as you lot are flying with this energy right now. Yeah. Do you feel like what 9-8 games in? Yeah. Do you feel like now is the time where you can start to judge where the league's gonna go? Like, are you guys feeling confident?
You can't judge as to where the league is gonna end from this point. That'd be silly to do that. But from You'd be silly to not, as an Arsenal fan, you'd be silly to not get excited. And as a non-Arsenal fan, I feel like you'd be silly to kind of underrate us.
I think beating I think beating Liverpool today is a big statement. If we had lost today or drew, it's like, Arsenal, they're not really there. They're all right. But for us to beat Liverpool, we don't beat Liverpool. Liverpool always touch us up. For us to beat Liverpool at home, the way we did, don't think we played dead. We didn't play dead, bro. Yeah, we gave them chances, but we actually played well, fam.
Yeah.
Second half, we played well. We got our first goal in like the first fucking 2-3 minutes. Then we gave them the ball, because I'm assuming we wasn't expecting to score that quickly. Gave them the ball. They dominated, got their goal back, and then we scored just before the half-time break. Didn't feel like we deserved it, but don't matter. That's football. 2-1, come out the second half, and we dominated. We literally had so many chances to score. They had that one shot, Firmino, great finish. After that, they had nothing. Salah came off, Jota came off. For them to take off Salah, for them to take off Jota, it's a big statement. It means the man was doing nothing. They couldn't get no goals. Yeah. So I think overall, yeah, right now it's a great time to be an Arsenal fan. I've never felt like this in a very, very long time. I know I say this all the time, but this time it's different. Like, we're top of the table, we're going into mid of October, but we're top of the table. That hasn't happened in a very long time. And for me, it's not even about winning the league, it's about getting Champions League. And right now, we are on route Champions League right now. Facts. Yeah. We are on route Champions League. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say anything about the league because Man City look good and Chelsea are starting to pipe up now. Because I mean, Chelsea, the other day, they didn't even play their strongest team and they're moving mad. If you deep Chelsea squad right now, they've got a brazy squad. If every man does Avengers Assemble, it's crazy. That man will do a mad thing. I'm not going to lie. They're strong players. Yeah. So,
forgetting Sterling. Sterling went there as well. Exactly.
So I'm not getting excited that we're going to win the league. But I like the form. I like the way we're playing. We're not fluking now. You come Emirates, it's peak for you. Don't think you're just good. The fact that we just slapped Liverpool, it's peak.
Don't say slap. Because if you say slap, then when United done their thing, you lot didn't want to say we slapped them.
What do you mean?
Bro, but you didn't slap us though, bro.
You went 3-2, but you know what, yeah? Let me just go into it, obviously. Now, I was going to say, you know, you've done your thing. You've done your thing. Tottenham, you know, we expected, not expected, but like you said, the Tottenham-Arsenal game, most times Arsenal do their thing. The Liverpool game was the tester in it and you came out on top. And now you're looking scary. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm seeing you lot in the chat. The energy's flying right now. DM's smiling at me. So I understand. But let's go into the game a little bit, yeah? Obviously, there's a few decisions in it, I want to discuss, innit?
Yeah, but calm.
Obviously, calm. The Gabriel trust. Decision, the handball situation, what's your take on it, innit?
Do you know what it is? When it happened, yeah, I was like, oh, a pen. Like I said, that's a pen.
Mm. I thought it was a pen too.
Yeah, okay. So when it wasn't given, I was like, rah, we caught life. Do you know how deep as well? When you're good, the refs start giving you decisions. Still.
They start bumping the system,
yeah,
innit?
Yeah, they start bumping the system for you. Because I'm telling you right now, yeah, if that happened
last year,
12, 18 months ago, bro, that's
last
a pen
year,
to Liverpool.
That's a pen, 100%.
That's even a pen to Liverpool.
In, they would have given it to Liverpool, 100%.
So, Gabriel's thing, fair's like, if it was given as a pen, I wouldn't have said too much because we've seen that given 100 times. So, I wouldn't have had so much to say.
What are you saying, Jeb? But it says same thing, yeah? What pen?
What? Which one? The handball?
The Gabriel.
Or
the handball.
I'm going to get to that, but the Gabriel.
No, the handball, I'll be real with you. And when that happened, I said, that's a penalty. Like, I was already cussing Gabriel. Like, why is this guy always fucking up the pattern? But they didn't give the pen. So I was like, all right, fair play. But on a normal day, don't get me wrong, I don't think that's a penalty.
No, it's a penalty. His arms are out.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying on a normal day, I don't think that's a pen. Any team that's not a pen, not just Arsenal, anyone, I'll be as harsh.
But do you know what,
because of the world we're living in now with the VAR, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a pen now.
Yeah, that's
They're going to scrutinize it. They're going to scrutinize it. It's a pen.
The reason I brought that up here, because obviously I watched the United game and we're going to get onto that, yeah? Obviously, you lot saw, I don't know if you saw the Rashford situation.
Yeah, that was harsh.
Do you know what I mean? So, obviously, we talk about the inconsistency of VAR and stuff, but do you know what? Let's not focus too much on that. You've done your thing. Like, obviously, right now, you're flying. I can't really say too much, innit? What can I do? I can't hate Martinelli's popping, Saka's popping. I was going to say, Partey, for me, has been your standout player? I know obviously Jesus has been doing his thing here, but I really thought to myself, what player, if you took out of that team, would they really feel the effects? And I thought about the United game. Partey didn't play that game, innit? And I watched Partey today, and the way he was just sweeping up things, yeah, like, he's just a game changer for you guys. I feel like, bro, he allows Arteta to play the game that he wants to play, fam. Like, he's too comfortable.
Yeah, he's one of our most important players, though.
No, he is our most important player. If he gets injured, it's peak. If Saliba gets injured, it's peak. And if Jesus gets injured, it's peak. Simple as ABC.
That's your span.
Any of them three get injured, it's peak. Yeah. Because Gabriel is a liability. Xhaka can't play without Partey doing his job.
Yeah.
And Jesus is Jesus, bro. Jesus didn't score today, but he was a terrorist on the pitch.
He's a menace.
Today,
they had to elbow him. They knocked him out. You know?
I can't lie, though. When he got elbowed and he hit the floor, I got bare scared.
I didn't even realize what happened, you know.
Fam, I got so scared. I got so scared because it was like, fam, not like, like, bro, it was mad.
What are you saying? Is that a penalty though? Is that a penalty?
What the Thiago one?
Yeah,
it's soft, but it's a pen, man. I don't care. Again, it's a pen.
See, now this is what I was gonna say. Yeah, similar situation. Eriksen is soft, but it's a pen. I'm not gonna. He's got there first. He doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be a swipe of his legs and stuff. He's done what he needed to do.
Yeah.
To win the pen. So for me, as soft as it looks, I would say it's a pen.
Exactly. Like every player. Every fan would want their player to go down in that situation.
100%.
So I feel like people should stop being fickle, man. Look at things objectively and things like that. But flipping, one other player shout out today as well, not just for his performance today, but just his performance since he's come to Arsenal, man. Ben White.
Yeah. 100%.
He's done his thing right back today.
Not just today, but he's been great
he's been consistent all season.
Today specifically, fam, man was doing triangles with Saka. I was thinking, fam, like, all now you're meant to be a centre-back. You're playing like this, like, up.
He's versatile, bro. He's a good quality defender.
I'll be honest with you, yeah. Gabriel, the things I'm seeing him do, the little mistakes here and there and stuff in recent weeks, if he's not careful, Tomiyasu could end up right back and Ben White will be partnering with Saliba.
I feel like it might be a thing where he might put Tomiyasu centre back, you know, because I feel like he likes Ben White right back at the moment. Okay. It's true though, because like Gabriel, as much as I like Gabriel, yeah, he's got a mistake in him, man. And we're lucky that there's quality in the team that if he makes a mistake, we can bring it back. But like, yeah, man, he's a pattern. Yeah, man, good result, nonetheless.
Yeah,
you're buzzing. It's a great result, man.
You're buzzing, isn't it? You're buzzing, like.
We got Leeds next, but the thing for me, yeah, right now, I'm starting to feel like this is going to be a norm. Like, I'm starting to feel like this is a norm now. Like, we're creating a norm. And when I say a norm, I mean a winning team. So you know how, like, it's normal for Man City to win the majority of their games?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
I feel like for Arsenal now, it's normal for us to win. Like, we're not meant to be losing the games anymore. We're not meant to win every single game. Every weekend, it's a win. There's no L's because the form that we're playing with right now, the way we're playing right now, we're just dominating, controlling games now. It's crazy. But again, take one game at a time. We've got Leeds next week. They just lost to Crystal Palace, so they're going to want to bounce back. But then Liverpool have got Man City. And I know for a fact Man City are dropping points next week, bro. Because there's no way Liverpool are going to lose again. Liverpool cannot afford to lose again.
I don't know. Wait, Trent got injured, didn't it?
That's good. The problem is good.
So
that he got injured.
Trent getting injured, and you could see like that has affected the way the ball goes forward for Liverpool. So the next few weeks, it's looking very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think Trent got injured though, man. I think they just tried to say.
You think he's getting cooked?
You think he's getting cooked?
Yeah, he was getting cooked, bro.
Martinelli
was cooking him still. Both of the goals came from that side.
It's peak now because Trent's thing now. It's like it's peak on Trent because it's like it's not just Trent, you know. It's Van Dijk as well. It's Van Dijk as well. So it's Pete for Trent right now. So yeah, maybe he's like, I don't know. Maybe the injury was made to look worse because they were just like, yeah, man, let's get this guy out of the firing line. But we'll see.
But yeah, man, obviously it's pained me to talk about Arsenal, you know, the way you man are cruising right now, fam. But it's all good. It's all good. There's many games to go right now. Obviously, still got a long way to go before we really start to sweat out. But yeah, let's move on to United. Yeah, man, what can I say? Like, coming off the game from City, 6-3, obviously. For me, I feel like after that humbling session, this game, Everton was just get the points, man. Like, try and stay in the top four race more than anything. You know, I feel like after City, I'm a bit more grounded. Like, I'm going to give Ten Hag time. I'm going to do a GM with Arteta and give Ten Hag time in it. Like, I'm going to ride with him. Like, we took a L, you know, Arteta took some L's in his time, but it's a process, isn't it? It's a process. Today was a good victory. We went down. We haven't come back, I feel, in the league going 1-0 down. We did in the Europa League this week. But, yeah, it was good to see. Ronaldo obviously got his 700th goal. But, yeah, like...
That's scary, man.
Yeah, it's mad. 700 goal. I don't even know. Well, I was reading one stat about Haaland. If he has to bang, like, 40-something goals for the next 16 years to hit the same target as Ronaldo, like, it's crazy numbers. But, yeah, man, like, it's a result for United. For me, it's just really, I'm just going to take positives each game, innit? Like, I'm not on the Arsenal wave right now. We're not title contenders. Like, top four is the focus for us right now, innit? Like, I'm just happy we beat you lot, you know? But, yeah, man, after the City game, I felt like there's still a lot to go, innit? There's still a lot to go. I don't know if you lot watched the game. Like, I don't know what your take was.
I watched the first half and then I fell asleep. I can't lie.
Well, you're not feeling like that, yeah?
I didn't even watch the first half. I lied. I watched the first 20 minutes and I fell asleep.
Arteta is just progressing that much. You're just not feeling
it. I can't lie. The Liverpool game tired me out, though. Like,
yeah, bro. I was just drained, fam. But I think for me, the big thing for me was just seeing Ronaldo score. I think it was a great goal. Great take, great finish. Yeah. And it just kind of shows that Ronaldo still has it whenever he can. But it's a tough one, man. Yeah, man. I feel like the United situation, like you man, obviously, like you said, you got to trust Ten Hag one thing, but it's like, you man have a lot of building to do. You got like, Ten Hag's job right now, it's not just on the pitch, bro. It's off the pitch too. There's such a big thing. He needs to start again, like, and it goes from the likes of sorting out what Ronaldo's going to do. It goes to the likes of big player contracts. It goes with the likes of the mentality. It goes with being connected to the board, getting the fans back on board. Like, there's so many different things that need to be done in order to get Man United back to where they were. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like you said, I think today was about getting the points, which you did get the points. I thought you were going to lose today, I'll be honest.
Same.
I thought, as soon as Everton scored, I was like, United are in for a long, long
and it was
day
an
today,
ex-Arsenal
bro.
Player as well. That's what I was feeling. So, like, he wrapped it.
Do you know what I mean? But then shout out to, what's his name? Anthony. He's been good since he's joined. He's got three goals.
I want to talk about what you're saying. Obviously, we can't say that, you know, he's the 80 million, whatever, this, that, that, that. But
he's doing this thing. I can't lie.
What he said so far,
I don't think he's worth them numbers, but he's good food and he's got a finesse on him. But again, it's still early days, isn't it? We'll see what he's got to deliver over the next couple of months. But he's so far, we can't say he's not delivering. He's scoring when he needs to score. He's being there when he needs to be. I think goals were sending for him the other day. He tried to say he's like a one-trick pony or something like that. But I mean,
he's doing enough. He's getting his goal.
Yeah, he's doing what he has to do, to be fair. So, you know, it's a good win. I don't want to say you man are not in the title race. Obviously, you're not in the title race, but don't get it twisted. Obviously, you've got a game in hand. If you win that game in hand, you go 18 points. And then what? You're only... I lied. You man are not in the top four. You man are not in the top. I thought you might be there, but you man
listen,
are not in the
things
top.
Can
top
change.
Things can change.
100%. 100%. But it's just because even if you win your game in hand, you got like, bro, you're like 8 points behind, still 7 points behind. It's still a lot. With the form that we're in, we need to lose a couple games. You got to win every single game to catch up. So it's hard to say that's going to happen, but you never know, innit?
So I still got a couple big boys to come in it. So obviously,
not really, you know. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think our next big boy is Man City, and I think after what we did to them at home last season, we want revenge now because we should have beat them at home last season. And our manager wasn't even on the touchline, and we should have beat them. They robbed us.
They didn't have Haaland though, so that's
I hear it. They didn't have Haaland. Haaland is peak.
So we're gonna talk about him, but yeah,
no, we will. But yeah, so with Man United, I think it's an important win. You go what? A point behind Chelsea in the top four. I think the most important thing for you, man, is just make sure you get Champions League next season.
Like, listen, all that's, I'm saying, that's like the important thing. We have to just stay right now. Stay connected to the top four. January is to come. Obviously, like you said, there's a lot of things United we need to fix right now. We got Martial with loads of injuries. Like, his numbers have been okay.
This guy gets injured every day. Injured,
like, right doing, now, we don't. Fam. You know, I mean, we don't have a certified striker. Ronaldo's obviously aging. But yeah, like, January's to come, things can change, you know. My last, I was gonna ask you guys, obviously, with him getting his 700th goal today and whatnot, you know, plaudits to Ronaldo, he's had an amazing career and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel like Father Time has caught up with
Ronaldo? 100%. I think he himself knows.
Do you feel like his form?
What do you mean, Father Time?
As in, like, do you feel like, as in, age has caught up to him? Like,
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I don't think so, you know.
Fam, 100% age has caught up to him. But that's normal. Like, that's not a bad thing. Like, he's 37. Like, he can't...
I don't necessarily even think age has caught up to him. Obviously, age will always catch up to you regardless, fam. Mm. You know what I mean? But you can see from that goal today that age is nothing but a number, fam. Because man took the ball... Man done a full-on sprint and finished it like he would normally, like he did when he was 20 years of age, bro.
And you know what? His link-up today was very good, like, 13.
You know what I'm saying? So I think for him, I think Ronaldo just picked the wrong place to go. Man United wasn't the right place to go to at the start of time. Mm. If you man were popping and he could just fit in, then it'll make sense. But he should have probably gone to Man City. Because if he goes to Man City, he's got other players around him where if he has a shit game, other man can save him. Whereas at Man United, he can't really afford to have a shit game. Everyone's relying on him because everyone else is fucking dead. Do you know what I'm saying?
They're not at his level. Like last season, like he was scoring in goal in games where we would maybe, you know, would come back for a draw. But no one would really look at it like a big win or a big result, should I say, because we've drawn. Like you weren't focused on Ronaldo's goal, but there was a lot of games he was getting us back, winning us points. I don't know the stats, but yeah, for me personally, I feel like it's form. I feel Ronaldo's an impeccable athlete. Like, I don't feel from last year there's been a lot of time that's gone past. Like, he was still balling out prior to summer. I just feel like what's happened in summer, and this happens to all young players, same thing happened to Rashford last year. When you don't have a proper preseason, I feel like it catches up with you, innit? And he didn't. With the debacle, like, everything going on with him, staying, leaving, I feel like that's affected him and his form. And I still see him getting chances. That's my thing. If I don't see him getting chances, I would worry.
Yeah.
But
with this goal,
I think if he doesn't get minutes now with Martial getting injured and him scoring today, like when he was coming on, I saw him smiling. I don't think there's an issue with him and Ten Hag. I feel like they're pretty straightforward, but he's a player. He wants to play, obviously. So if he's not playing by January, I think he's going to think about his career because I think he wants to play.
He wants to play in the next Euros.
Yeah, so with Ronaldo, it's a thing where like he's going to think about where can I get my game time? You know, where can I compete at the highest level at the same time? So, yeah, but Martial's injured. United situation right now, it could allow him to get back into the team. We just never
100, fam, you've got no choice now.
You know?
You've got no more strikers. Unless you put Rashford up top and you put Sancho back on the left.
Oh, listen, I don't even want to talk about Sancho right now, fam. We've been just speaking because I know GM is loading it for him, like, because...
I was going to load it for him, but I can't even be bothered, fam.
Nah, the weekday, he did a madness. Like, him and Malasia did a madness, and that's why he's even... Both of them got taken out of the team, fam.
Chopped bench.
Like, Jacob, I swear you are trying to gas Malasia, whatever his name is, at the start, man.
Listen,
you were trying to gas him.
You know what? Yeah, I still think he's a raw talent, innit? I definitely believe he's gonna be a quality left.
This guy's a pace merchant, man. He's
just like, I just think he's a bit rash, innit? And fam, the league is a humbling place. Like, well, you know, like Casemiro today, like the Premier League is a humbling place. Maybe not quality wise, yeah, but you're hounded in this league. Like, Casemiro had, he cost us the goal against Everton, but, you know, ended up having good patches and stuff. The league is humbling, man. It don't matter who you are, you'll get pressed. And the same with him. So I just feel like it's quite up to him. He played well. You know, he's part of the back four that was defending well. But yeah, man, he's got Shaw on his tail. So he'll learn. So, yeah.
Shaw even played quite well today.
Shaw did play well. But I'm just saying, and he probably will learn. Malasse will learn. Let's not get twisted. Malasse is decent. He's raw. But Sancho, though, someone needs to chat to Sancho, because that 90 mil, this is season two, bro. When we signed Pepe for 72 million, I remember United fans were drilling us about Pepe.
What did you say last year?
Pepe has more goal and assists right now than Sancho does.
What was you saying last year? Like, maybe it's time for the man them to get onto Sancho. Like, maybe it's time.
It is. I said it last season.
I said it last season.
And now this season, it's still early doors, but he's not turning up. If we're talking about the big boys, the Fodens, the Sakas, Sancho right now is showing that he's not on that level. Greenwood is a better winger than Sancho right now.
I'm gonna pull up Sancho, yeah, because see what, yeah, I saw when England were playing, yeah, he posted up on Insta or whatever, and he was playing like FIFA or something like that, innit?
No.
You know what I mean? During the time they were playing.
England's latest match.
England won an England international game, innit? Like, and he's obviously just dropped that he's playing FIFA, innit? So in my mind, I'm thinking, cool, you want to drop shade that you ain't been picked for England and that, then do your thing at club level.
He's a weirdo for that. He's a weirdo for that.
Sancho's dead, man. Sancho's a Bundesliga player, man.
He's just quality tech. But I like intent. For me, the Premier League has shown me intensity, man. When you got guys like Mane who are teched up but they're still grafting, I can't.
Bro, when you got men like Martinelli who are teched up but grafting, on pace, different.
Grafting
90 minutes, bro.
It's hurting me to say
full
this.
90 minutes, man's right. Sancho runs like he's got a big bum, fam. Like he's got a fat back, fam. Like, he's not fast. He's actually not fast, man. Sancho's not. He has no pace.
He's flary, but that's the thing, because he's flary, he gets away with it, fam. But like, bro.
I was arguing with one of my guys the other day, Manchester United fan. He's telling me about Sancho. Sancho's this, Sancho's that. Martinelli don't have no end product. No.
Yeah, that's
cat. Martinelli and Saka now. End product, I can't even chat. I can't chat right now.
Bro.
Like, they're doing their thing, innit?
Martinelli,
It's hurting me to say this, but now they're doing their thing, innit? But, you know, we've spoken about Arsenal, you mad fam. Let's move on to, you know, the other teams in the league and that. You know, we're talking about City, and obviously if Ronaldo had gone there, obviously he didn't. They went in, got Haaland. Robot. Absolute machine.
Cyborg, fam.
Like, 20 goals for City this season?
20 goals in October. 15
you got 20 goals already?
20 goals. Yeah, 20 in October, goals. So...
15 goals in the Prem.
That's FIFA career mode stats, you know.
Mandem, bro. What are we saying? Is he going to break the record, the Premier League record?
What's the Premier League record? Let's check now. Top scorer. In a season, I feel like it was Suarez. No, it was Salah.
How many goals?
It was Salah. Salah got 32 goals.
Yeah, easy, light work.
In the league,
Salah got 32 goals in 2018.
So how much has Haaland got right now in the league?
15.
Light work.
Bear in mind, he's not going World Cup either.
And he's not going World Cup. That's mad.
Light work. He's going to break that record. Light work.
I genuinely think...
City are just fake, bro. He doesn't even need to do anything to score. Just stand in the middle of the penalty box. They'll whip a ball in. He's going to just tap it in, bro. Like, let alone his own way of scoring.
Wait, is it too early to start putting him in top 10 Prem strikers?
Well, of all time.
It is probably...
Is it too early, man?
I'm seeing some stuff online, fam. I'm seeing some disrespectful stuff about Haaland, man. I've been seeing people say that Haaland is what Zlatan Ibrahimovic thinks he is.
People need to remember who Zlatan was.
Allow it, because Haaland actually come Prem and is taking it like, bro, Haaland's doing what he did in Bundesliga and Prem, bro.
Like, he is. Do you know what? Yeah, he is. But I've seen that.
For him to come Prem and just be doing this means he's actually a G.
No, but you know what you said, yeah? Do you know what you said about the Ronaldo situation, yeah? Where if you're at a certain team now, yeah? If Ronaldo's at City, fam, you know, times maybe he doesn't score, fam, and they win, cool. Like, you won't really think of it as anything.
True.
I watch Haaland at Dortmund. Don't get me wrong. The goals that he's scoring now is the goals that he was scoring then, fam. But the City effect, fam, is a big. It's a big plus.
100%. 100%.
Plus, and he's capitalized off that. Like him, Foden, De Bruyne, man, them. Listen, that United game. I watched the goals over and over again. Yeah, City now with Haaland. Oh,
it's so a cheat potent. Code, man. It's a like, cheat code.
Them lot broke us. We had 7. At the back, I don't think they were really counter-attack goals. Like, they were literally, we had defenders back, we had midfielders back, but there was this drive in De Bruyne to just go forward. Let me just play that ball forward, fam, because I've got somebody there who's ready to just body everyone and put it in the back of the net, fam. No, he's scary. He's actually scary, lot. I'm not going to lie to you. If you lot beat City with Haaland, then I'm actually going to say you're title contenders. I'm actually going to come here and tell you that.
No, we are title contenders already, bro. Today's official. We are title contenders from today. With the way, Liverpool.
Right now, just with the way he is for Haaland, like, cool positionally, but in terms of, like, what Haaland does for City, fam, I just think he's a cheat code, man.
He is, man. But just going back to that conversation that we were speaking about in the chat, about Haaland against Mbappe, but at the same time, I'm not bad at him at the same time when I deep it. And the reason why is because I love Mbappe. I think Mbappe is cold on that. But I'm deep in, he does play in the Farmers League and he plays with Messi and he plays with Neymar.
Bro, he was doing and this before.
For example, yesterday, there was no Messi, there's no Neymar, and it's time for you to turn up and you didn't turn up, bro. Obviously, there's politics towards this PSG thing, but I can't respect Mbappe as much as I did because he's not elevating. He should have moved to Madrid and done his job there. Then I could say, okay, he went to another club and he's ripping up. He stayed in the same league.
You can't say that, man.
Number one is a Farmers League. Number two, can't say that. He's playing with Messi, he's playing with Neymar. Number three, I'm saying the only way Mbappe can say that he is still the world's best is if he goes to this World Cup and Champions League and rip it up. That's the only way. Because for me, Haaland has left Bundesliga to come Prem. And in my eyes, he's going to probably win Prem and he's potentially going to win the Champions League. He can't go to World Cup. He can't actually play in World Cup. So Mbappe has to go World Cup and he has to rip it up. And I don't think he's going to do that.
Bro, this is what I don't get. Because it's like, fam, Mbappe has already done that. Mbappe's already ripped up.
But he has to keep doing it.
No,
so
fam,
what?
No, but, bro, but that's what
he
I'm
hasn't ripped out the Champions League.
Yes, he has.
But he hasn't won it, though. How does he rip up if he ain't won it? He ain't won it, bro. He ain't ripped up shit. Because when it's time to turn up, he ain't there, bro.
That's true. I'm not going to lie to you, but Mbappe didn't turn up still. He didn't turn up, bro.
He was not there.
Yeah, cool. Man can turn up before the final.
You might not buy it.
Buying it, yeah, but he didn't turn up. Do you know who turned up? That Neymar slight turned up more than
Neymar turned up.
But Mbappe didn't turn up in the final still.
Mbappe's
like,
better than Haaland, man. I don't care. Let me run it back.
Haaland's not blessed with an international country that's gonna really rip it at like that, like France, isn't it? So cool. Mbappe's playing in the Farmers League, whatever, this and that. So really and truly, what do we have to what are we going to rate them on, fam? So Champions League, how do you compare both of them? Do you feel like Mbappe's ripped it way more than Haaland?
No, because Haaland's ripped it as well. They both ripped it.
Okay, so for me this season...
Wait, Jay, before you go on, we're just going to go on a quick little break and then we'll come back after.
So yeah, obviously just going back to the discussion between Mbappe and Haaland, there's not much we can compare them on, but obviously with Champions League this year, if City or PSG were to win Champions League, would that change your views on who's better?
Because whichever of those teams win, Haaland or Mbappe will most likely be central to that team winning. So, but I just think that people, don't get me wrong, what Haaland is doing right now is mad. I'm not trying to
disregard that at all. But I just think that I feel like we're just glossing over who Mbappe is, man, because nobody was saying this 6 months ago. Everybody was on the Mbappe wagon 6 months ago. And fair enough, I hear it. Haaland has come to the Premier, he's ripped it up. I hear it. But come on, man. Come on.
Do you know what? Yeah, we have this thing in the UK, fam, yeah, where we get hyped over a player.
Get too gassed,
they
get man. Hyped,
like, they don't let it go. Do you get what I'm saying? Fam, I see something, a petition, yeah, that they did to deport Haaland from the Premier League. And it was like a million, one point.
That's funny, though.
It's funny, but I just said the media will ride off that. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you won't get that for Mbappe here as much, innit? Other than when it's Champions League. So, at the same time...
But at the same time, bro, we have to look at it from a perspective of where these... what league these teams are playing in. Mm. You can't tell me that the French league... It's not a farmer's league, bro, because it is a farmer's league. If we rate the leagues, we know it's Prem first, then it's La Liga second. Then maybe it's Italy next now. Italy have kind of stepped up now. It's more competitive there. Then it's between Bayern Munich and Dortmund or PSG and who? And if you deep it, it's either the German league, then the French league, bro.
So nah, man. French league's better than German league, man.
Do you know what it is?
Bro, French league, quality-wise, French league has ballers. It's just...
They got ballers.
It's just the teams are dead and PSG just win every year.
Exactly. So, therefore, it's not really that competitive. And then to add insult to injury, you've got Neymar, Messi... And Mbappe all on one pitch.
His team is amazing. Considering he ain't turned up. He ain't turned up in those big fans and them players and that.
Bro, this season you're saying Mbappe turn up. It's not Mbappe. It's Neymar. Neymar's the one.
Neymar's been on fire.
Neymar's been PSG's best player this season. Everybody knows that. But Mbappe still scored like 11 and 12. I just don't like the disrespect on Mbappe.
I'm not going to disrespect. Mbappe is cold, and I think for me,
that's my
goal, as a player, like, I think he's capable of doing more in it. Like, I think he can play more positions.
I'm talking about Mbappe.
I mean, I've seen him do crazy things. Let's not forget what he was doing at like World Cup, Euros. Like, he's done his thing. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
I was doing World Cup at what? How old is he? 18.
Yeah.
How old is he at the World Cup? 18 or 19? Now,
Haaland ain't been blessed with an international country like that. So for me, this season, I'm going to judge. Haaland is always going to be a better goal scorer, I think, because he's a striker, you know? But like you said, let's see how they handle who's better in the big moments. That's how we can only judge. That's the only way we can compare these two exceptional players. And I feel like they'll be the Ronaldo and Messi of the future, fam. If that's what we're going to...
Potentially.
If we're comparing them right now.
Potentially, Potentially, but we'll see, man. But we'll see.
Yeah, man.
We'll see. But I'm excited, though.
Yeah, with obviously us looking at them in Champions League and stuff, I even wanted to just go over, like, with the games this week, like, what you guys' views on Champions League so far, who are your the strong candidates you're looking at, your surprising teams, should I say?
I think it's in Man City's hands. Not in their hands, but I think they're definitely a candidate. PSG. I feel like it's going to be the same shit, different season with them.
Okay. You don't think with Messi, like, Messi and Neymar stepping up as well? Because I feel like last season, they weren't. Neymar was maybe a bit injured. Messi was just...
No, I hear it, but
it's going to be the same shit this season.
Fam, I've seen them
they're
against...
They're going to go quarterfinals, bro, and then they're going to get panned again, fam.
I've seen them against... who they just played? Benfica. Mm. And Benfica, like, even though they drew, Benfica dealt with them still, so... I don't think PSG will win it. I want them to. I genuinely want PSG to win the Champions League, but that's because I like Mbappe so much, but... I don't think they will. I think City have got a good chance. I think Madrid as well.
Madrid have got
a decent chance. I really do.
I feel like looking at Liverpool losing Mane, I just feel like Mane gives Bayern a different dimension, man.
He ain't been playing that well, though. He actually ain't been playing that well.
That's
I'm gonna be real with you. This is Man City's Champions League, fam.
You think so, innit?
Haaland is the missing Infinity Stone, fam.
Yeah, that's
the Infinity Stone. Haaland is just, bro. Look, I'll be surprised. If Pep don't win it this season, Pep is a dickhead.
Yeah, he needs to sign out. I'm not going to lie to you. If he don't win Champions League with that team, he needs to sign out still. Yeah. He actually needs
because
to sign out.
That team is actually, and that team after next season, De Bruyne is going downhill, fam. De Bruyne is not going to go downhill, but he's like, it's time for him to like start dipping in form. Do you know what I mean? He's not going to be able to be doing what he's been doing for the last couple of seasons. So this is the season for it to take place. And bro, we'll see anyway. You've got a World Cup there coming, so anything can happen, innit? But I think it's Man City's. It has to be Man City. Chelsea. Look, every man, Chelsea. You see that squad that Chelsea have here? You man are not seeing how.
But even Tottenham, fam. Chelsea, you know, I'm not sleeping on Chelsea at all because I've been watching the results. Tottenham got to the final. Name, Tottenham, yo, don't forget that season Tottenham got to the final. Like, yeah. And Conte is a scumbag when it comes to these.
Yeah, but when it comes to Champions League, he loses his head, man. He bottles it. His Champions League record is very poor, so. He's a league manager.
Has he won the Champions League?
No.
He ain't won it, has he?
No. I don't think he's got quarterfinals before.
Yeah, man. Conte's about to get found out, fam. I'm not going to lie to you.
You think
Conte's
so?
Because Tottenham have been shit all season, bro. And then they now play a decent team like Arsenal. We batter them. And then even against Brighton yesterday, they should have won. It should have been 1-1.
Tottenham
are going to get found out. And then Conte's going to leave midway through the season. Remember I said it?
Do you know what,
they're going to leave midway through the season.
Nah, do you know what, they're getting results. They're not playing well, innit? And that's the annoying thing about Conte, innit? Like, he knows how to get a result. And that's why I'm worried because Basuma hasn't even really been playing, you know? They haven't actually bedded him into the team. So what happens when he does get into the team? Like,
but he played yesterday and he had a meaty game, fam.
Yeah, yes, but he hasn't played in a while. I don't think he's been getting consistent minutes like that, innit? So, but like I said, things can change. They could start surprising everyone. Look at Chelsea. Chelsea now under Potter, all of a sudden looking a bit more stable. So
yeah,
it's interesting still. But yeah, no, like you said, it's in City's hands. So let's just see what happens, innit? Obviously. Quite shocked about Barcelona. They're looking like they could be going to Europa League.
Some
of these men need to fuck off, though, man. I can't lie, man.
A lot
of these men. I just want Europa League to be. It should be Arsenal face Man United.
I don't need
man. I'm like Inter Milan, Barca. Like, there's a couple clubs that are acting up and they're trying to come into Europa League. They need to fuck off, bro. It's not for you. Like, I'm not going to lie, bro, because I swear that one is going to be either Inter-Barca. It's going to be between Inter or Barca that's going to come Europa League, isn't it?
Barca are going to ruin it, man. You know they're gonna rig it so that Barca get to the final, fam. I'm telling you,
I'm not scared of Barca, man. Bring Barca. Saliba will lock up Lewandowski.
But to be fair, I wouldn't mind playing Barca in the final.
Wait, what did you say?
Saliba will lock up Lewandowski, fam.
Never.
Can I just say something as well before we round up?
Yeah.
You see the problem I have with Saliba and Gabriel at the back is as much as I'll say Saliba. I feel like Saliba could do a decent job against the likes of like Haaland, Lewandowski, etc. But when you've got the other centre back who on one day he's decent, another day he might just let you down, that's where we're going to flop. And one weakness I've seen from our defensive side is when we've got players that run through the line. So when they do through balls and they run like, I don't know how to explain it.
Like
you see the Rashford goal and the Firmino goal. Firmino's goal. Yeah, no, the Rashford and Firmino goal were practically the same goal, fam. They've done a through ball whereby they've run. I don't know how to describe it, but they've run through the line.
They broke the lines,
and they've been so easy to split us, bro. So,
yeah.
And that's been a weakness for both Saliba and Gabriel. And if they don't sort that out, they're going to get exposed by the likes of Haaland, because Haaland breaks the line all the fucking time, bro.
Yeah. And he does it every single time. One thing I'll say, the United game, I expected it because you didn't have Partey in that sort of, that in front of them, innit? So it was easy for Bruno to slip it in, yeah? If you man lack against City, Foden and De Bruyne are going to cut. They're going to cut your defence in half.
When are we Haaland even? When are bagging. We even playing? Let me check. When are we even playing City? Because we was meant
to. We surely got them next in January, probably.
Yeah, because you know we was meant to play City. I think last week.
But... I know, but Pep allowed us, fam. Pep
that would have destroyed it. That would have destroyed your momentum.
Pep and Arteta had a conversation. Said, "Look, man, let's run it up." Let's run out to Jad and then we'll chat there, didn't it?
Let's run away with the league, innit? We'll buck each other then.
Yeah, we're playing City. Oh, sugar. Yeah. I don't even know when we're playing City. Same 19th of October, but in the same post.
Yeah, We're not playing them till January, bro.
But yeah, man. Ugh. Yeah. Champions League. It's gonna be interesting still.
On the way. We're on the way to Champions League.
Europa League, yeah. Europa League, what Arsenal United final is that we're saying so far?
Lie, man. You might need to even pattern up, man. You might
really almost losing to Omnia, fam. Like,
yeah, man. You might not even dominating games right now.
You might not dominating games, fam.
You're like, you're allowing these man to papping goals against you while we're just winning 3-0 and shit.
Listen, it's looking mad right now. It's looking good for us to win it. Like, let's,
bro. Arteta's done a good job here, fam. I can't lie. Hey, by the way, before we round up here, Aubameyang is a pussy, yo, fam. That's what I'm going to say. There was a video that came out today that was basically trying to just throw shade on Arteta, saying that, Arteta don't like players with like character or whatever. And he only wants the kids because they listen to him.
Yeah.
Now, even if that is true, first of all, why are you being a chatty patty? Shut your mouth, bro. Like, just stop. Why are you just stop bringing bad vibes? Like, don't make the Arsenal fans hate you, fam. Like, you've done a good job for us. You left on a dead. You left because you were playing dead. It's not like you weren't playing dead. You were playing dead, which is why we had to let you go. Don't now start acting up. Now you went to Barca and you now shame yourself. I come to Chelsea. That's just embarrassing. But don't now start chatting shit. Now, you can chat all you want about Arteta, but clearly, there's a reason why he likes what he likes, because now my man's top of the table. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's not even about, don't say it's about players with character, but don't chat shit, because Xhaka has fucking character. Xhaka told the fans to fuck off, bro.
Man, he told his own fans. So
don't talk about players not having character, fam, because Xhaka is a prime example of a player that's got character. But when he's telling all his own fans that, yeah, fuck off, then you know what time it is. My man wants players that they're going to be disciplined, fam. They're going to listen to him. They're going to understand the rules, fam.
Do you know what I think about me? He got confused. I think it was ego. Arteta may not like players with egos, fam, because Aubameyang, you can tell Aubameyang got massive ego. You can tell he's the type that man will turn up late and just be like,
Well,
you know what I'm saying, man? What?
Smiling. Yeah, trust, start smiling, like, fam. Laughing. You know what I mean?
Turn up with the speakers.
Teaching with the man, fam.
Trust me. So I feel like he's got a bit confused there, but...
When you're a manager, especially someone like Arteta, who's a young manager, you don't want players that got an ego. Because if you got players that got an ego, they will little man your thing. And then everyone will stop rating you, bro.
Let me come late as well, fam.
Let me start coming late.
Look what they did to Emery, fam. They all started dishing Emery's language and that he was sounding and shit. When you got them start boiling you off like that, that's what's going to happen, bro. That's why Arteta's smart, fam. He got rid of the man that know how to rule the campaign. He got rid of Ozil because he knows Ozil has an influence. Get rid of Aubameyang, he's got influence. Get rid of Laka because he's dead. Get rid of these dead players, bro. These dead players that have an influence. Like, fuck off, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You felt that one, innit? The Aubameyang thing, you felt that, innit?
Aubameyang's a pussy, bro, because he's fucking dead as well, bro.
You know what? He's going to bag against you. So you don't buck Chelsea, he's going to bag.
No way, bro. I'm ready for it.
He's going to do it as well, fam. He's going to dump us.
He's actually going to score against us as well. It's peak. It's so peak. Because I mean, dipped it. Every time we play a team, it's always the one that the odd one that hasn't scored in time, or sat dumb scores, bro.
He's gonna and take. He's gonna take it personally.
Nunez scored today. Nunez scored today.
Yeah, Aubameyang is gonna take it deep. Still, I'm telling you.
That will do the celebration as
he
well.
Like he watches Arsenal fan TV.
He'll do the Adebayo thing.
Yeah, yeah, he will. But yeah, man, Mandem obviously rounded up Arsenal United, bit of Champions League. Talked about the top four a little bit. You know, it's that time of the week. We obviously didn't do it last week and that. So I don't know if you guys want to do your donkey of the week for the last 2 weeks, but yeah, man, just get straight into it, innit?
I can't remember who mine would be for last week, to be fair. So I'm just going to keep mine for this week. For this week.
Let me even have a look, fam.
For this week, I'm going to give my donkey of the week to Klopp, you know.
Okay. The
reason why I say Jurgen Klopp is because, like, fam, his in-game management is poor, man. Like, substitutions today were shocking, man. It was shocking. Like, Salah didn't play well. Cool. Jota was playing well. You take him off. So you've just taken off probably your two most dangerous players at the time. Okay, cool. You put Henderson right mid. You switch to 4-4-2.
No pace. No pace to deal with Martinelli on the other side.
Like, the substitutions today were mad. Like, I just think he didn't have a good day today tactically. I think we really, that Arteta really outthought him. Klopp.
Do you feel like we gave him too much plaudits in the last?
No, I don't think we did. Like, Klopp is still Klopp, innit? Like, Klopp is still a top manager.
Well, Liverpool didn't even play dead today, though.
They didn't. Like, Klopp is still a top manager, but I just think sometimes his in-game substitutions, and it's not just today, his substitutions in-game are mad a couple of times.
I think to add to yours, I just feel like, I don't know, man, I feel that they've been unhinged. Like, not even just in, like, since losing Mane, like, and I don't know, as a top manager, yeah, for your team to be affected that much so you can't find a way to sort of, they're 10th right now. Like, they're actually 10th. This is a team that was competing. And they had that COVID season as well. Like,
bro, every victory Liverpool have had, there's an asterisk of everything.
Yeah, man. Like, it's like, you know?
You won the Prem. Cool. No fans. You won Champions League. Cool. Against a dead Spurs team.
Yeah, word. Because when you've bucked real teams in the final... Bro.
Got packed by Madrid twice, fam.
So, yeah, man. But yeah, I give you guys a good shout. We said, Max. Should I go?
For me, my donkey of the week, it has to be the one and only what's his name, Danny Ward, man. Sorry, bro. you see, Danny Ward, yeah,
that's the worst man. Keeper Danny in the Prem store.
He has violated Leicester right now. I can't lie to you. You see Leicester, yeah? Leicester, bro, they are at the... They're second to bottom. They're joint bottom of the Premier League. And that club should be nowhere near where they are right now. And I blame it all on that keeper, bro. That keeper has violated them week after week after week after week after week, bro. If you watch the games, the keeper has violated Leicester FC. Obviously, you blame Leicester FC for not replacing Kasper Schmeichel. Maybe they ain't got the money. Maybe they ain't got the funds. Maybe they believed in Danny Ward. But I can't lie to you. For me, this week, it has to be Danny Ward. Because even the way they conceded the goals, it was his fault, bro. He's moving mad. He's shocking, they conceded two goals in like 5 minutes, bro. And it was all because of him. So for me, I'm going with Danny Ward, man. Like, I hear it with Klopp, but I think Liverpool actually played all right today. I think if we drew today, it would be understandable, but we just wanted it probably more than Liverpool in the end. But I think for me, it has to be that Ward brother, man.
I'm not going to lie to you. For me, it's going to be a three-way split this week still.
Oh, my days.
Down to listeners, I'm sorry, because... I'm kind of off the last 2 weeks in it. Maybe from since the beginning of the season, but mine has to be Alexander Trent in it. I just feel like,
oh my days, Trent.
Like, he has been mad dead.
Yeah, like, I changed my mindset as well. Still,
considering the 2 hour. There you go. Considering the talk about him being potentially the best ever right back in the Prem and all of this stuff.
I couldn't believe when Fingy was saying that. By the way,
that's there's too many excited fans, but I just feel like we already questioned your role as a right back. You know, we've questioned your defending ability. And now even the attacking side is just not popping off to the point that your defensive side is outweighing the good that you bring to the team. I feel like he's actually become a target for teams now. I've seen a lot 100. Of goals come down that side. You know, we took advantage. You took advantage today. Obviously, Jim was saying that he felt that he got taken off, not because of injury, but because he was just getting worked. England position looks completely, utterly gone.
He's not going World Cup.
Yeah, like it has to go to him. For the amount of plaudits he was getting, we have to show the same energy, man. The other way right now, it's not going off for him. So, yeah, man, he has to hold that still. It's my donkey of the week, isn't it? So what are we saying next?
I hear giving it to Trent. I mean, Trent, as much as I like him, yeah, we gassed him up too much, man.
Too much. Guys were calling him Cafu. Guys were calling him better than Dani Alves.
Man don't know how to defend, bro.
Nah, it's tight. As a fullback.
Like, he's defending, like, I knew it was bad, yeah. But bro, I didn't know it was this. No, I knew it was like. In fact, yeah, I didn't know it was this bad.
Like, I've seen wingers with better defending him,
bro. And it's been like this since he came onto the scene. Because I'll never forget.
Reece James is better than him.
Yeah, 100.
Reece James is better.
He is. I changed my mind. Probably the most balanced. I used to say Trent was better, but no, it's Reece James. Still.
It's when you become a defensive liability like that. Nah, man, I'm sorry, I can't rate you that much in it. Obviously, when it's popping for Liverpool, he stands out in it. His set pieces, all of that. But yeah, right now, man, just donkey of the week for you, Alexander Trent. Good luck on getting back to 4 minute.
Literally.
But, yeah, man. Mandem, like, it's been a good one. Obviously, you're on a high right now. You got what, Leeds next week, innit?
Yeah, Leeds.
Yeah, man. Leeds next week. You got Newcastle, bro.
Newcastle.
All right, big games.
But you know, onto the next 3 points, and yeah, title race continues. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to the listeners, Mandem. Thank you for joining me today. Don't forget, listeners, to follow us on Box to Box Podcast on the socials, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Just follow our content. You might see GM celebrating Arsenal or something. Who knows? But yeah, man, it's been a great one. Mandem, hope you have a blessed week. Listeners, same to you, man.
Peace out.